This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Jack Sullivan's my name, a sharpshooting man, a dark, steady calm in my firing hand. Cattle was my game in these wide open lanes that disappear before your eyes.
I'm Steve Zwemke. This week on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, Rapid City-based singer-songwriters Jamie Lynn, Dylan James, and Ryan Kickland. Recorded at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City on September 21st, 2012, as part of the Americana Music Festival. The three took turns entertaining a large crowd in a warm-up slot for Carolyn Smith and the Goodnight Sleeps. Jamie Lynn and Dylan James had recently met in the summer of 2012. Their fortuitous meeting not only revealed their shared love of folk, bluegrass, and jazz, but marked the beginning of an ambitious duo project harnessing Lynn's powerful vocals and James' first-rate flat-picking skills. The pair is due to release their first album as a duo in the spring of 2013. Recorded at the historic Homestake Opera House in Lead, Cluck and Croon will include old-time tunes mixed with gypsied-out jazz standards and originals. Meanwhile, Ryan Kickland continues to write and record new music, and we'll hear more about that in an interview with Ryan Kickland at the conclusion of this concert. It was Kickland's liquidy guitar and vocals that rounded out this perfect threesome at the Americana Music Festival. Now, enjoy Ryan Kickland, Dylan James, and Jamie Lynn on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jamie Lynn, and this is Dylan James.
I'm Ryan Kickland.
And we're going to do kind of an interesting format tonight because Ryan Kickland and I had played an evening over at the Cultural Cafe here in the Dahl together, where we played a couple songs together, and that's kind of how we got this gig of opening. And then Dylan and I are our duo partners as of a couple months ago. So we're gonna go back and forth with songs and kind of do a play off of one another type of format. And Dylan and I are gonna start out with a song called "The Boulevard."
There's me.
First song I'm going to play is a it's a song about a South Dakota, was a sheriff, became a renowned cattle thief. His name was Jack Sully. Became sheriff of Charles Mix County under some suspicious circumstances in his early 20s. A few years later, he was running cattle from the Dakotas to Canada. Fell in love with a Lakota woman named Mary. And he was eventually hunted down and killed by his ex-friend, Jack Petrie, who was a deputy marshal. So I thought it'd make a pretty good song. It's called The Death of Jack Sully.
No, no.
favorite stream. We go back to the world again.
Written by George Botsford, and he was born in Sioux Falls, Dakota Territory in 1884, and went on to become a pretty successful composer in Tin Pan Alley, and this is one of his big hits. It's called Pride of the Prairie.
Upcoming album. It's called Lonely Road.
What would you do if I knocked upon your door? What would you say if I called and asked for more? Slowing down when I drive down your lonely road. open eye, see you standing in our own window. But I'm getting older, babe, and you're getting older too. But it's getting colder on my side of town. Now how about you? What would you do if I walked up that long driveway? What would you say if I stood only inches away? I keep breaking down on the side of your lonely road. Keep hoping I see your headlights in my rear window. And I'm getting older, babe, and you're getting older too.
Shady girl, I say. this from pretty little shady grove is sweet as brandy wine. And there ain't no girl in this whole world that's prettier than mine. Shady grove, my love, shady grove.
This is a song off the album I put out last year. The song is called Ragged Wolf. It's kind of a shadowy love song. Junkyard dog with chewed up bone, and the ring of my phone brings face after face in my sad home, and they don't stay for long. They'll all disappear back into this song. Oh my, 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 look at me cry. 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 Look at me now, I wanna clean my room. I don't know how. I'm a cat in your tree, just a dirty stain in your memory. And I just don't belong on the shining street you're walking on. I'm lost by the glass, and I know that you're never coming back, 'cause I'm just what you see. I'm a ragged wolf and I aim to please, yeah.
No Cover, No Minimum Radio with Jamie Lynn, Dylan James, and Ryan Kickland. This is SDPB.
This is a little song I wrote a couple years ago here. It's called Down.
Down
Gotcha. Anybody here ever hopped a train? I find that hard to believe.
Isn't your mother in the audience?
There's a song I wrote about, I grew up in Vermilion, South Dakota, East River. Huh? And used to be able to hear the trains running through the night down below the bluff. And like most children, I aspired to be a train hobo. This is called Hear My Train A-Callin'.
Train, won't you take me on? I
wanna see the land where they don't know who I am, and they don't care how I spend my days. Train, won't you take me on? Train, won't you take me on? I wanna see my past disappearing down the tracks. Wave this town goodbye, 'cause I'm never coming back. Train, won't you take me on? Train, won't you take me on? 'Cause I might not survive if I stay another night. See me by the tracks and then I'm gone. Leave them all behind. Train, won't you take me on? Train, won't you take me on? No, it never fails. I hear you pounding down the rain. I bust out my back door and try to catch you, but I fail every time.
Someday my baby
This like a choose your own adventure. You want to hear a song about a paranoid schizophrenic, or you want to hear a song about a disenchanted woodcarver? All right, schizophrenic, I think, has it. Called Conversation with a Paranoid. It's on the album I put out last year. Kind of self-explanatory what it's about. Don't sell these words to the Russians. They've had their goons on me for years. When I was young, the Soviets would call and they had electronic ears. Had electronic ears across the road in that building, the second window from the street. It's hard to see, but it's a government silhouette. They never fooled me. No, they never fooled me. And when I leave, take all these secrets with me. Lord knows it's hard to believe. Lord knows it's hard to be me. I found their microscopic cameras. That's why I always shave my head. They give me pills, but I always throw them down the drain. Cause they make me feel dead. You know they make me feel dead. Like me, my father knew their secrets. I found his hidden documents. And when he died, they said it was an accident. But it never made much sense. It never makes much sense. I think I've had enough talking today. I've got this crawling in my skin. And I know better than to push myself. I've said enough today, my friend. I've said enough today, my friend. And when I leave, take all these secrets with me. Lord knows it's hard to believe. This whole thing just feels like a dream. Thank you.
there's something I can bring you from across the sea.
Send me my own true love. There's another I'm wishing to be on in, just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. Take them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be your name.
That I might be gone a long time. That's all that I am asking. Something I can bring you to remember me by, to make the time more easy passing.
How can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow. The same thing I would want today. I would want again tomorrow. Well, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, it's sailing. Said I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. Well, if you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country where you're going. So take heed of the western wind. Take heed of the stormy weather. Something you can send back to me. Spanish boots of Spanish leather.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jamie Lynn, Ryan Kickland, and Dylan James, recorded September 21st, 2012, at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City during the Americana Music Festival. Ryan Kickland visited with No Cover, No Minimum Radio in January 2013. He recalled this concert and talked about the setting of the Dahl Arts Center for this unique performance.
Everything that I've done at the Doll has been they set up a great environment. It's a great turnout, and it's just a great facility. That evening, we were in one of the large rooms, situated all side by side on the stage. So it was myself, then Jamie, then Dylan, and a nice arrangement. We've just tables set up, pretty informal, and but at the same time, just a really inviting space for a large room. So really nice environment, as it always is at the Doll.
Had the three of you performed together prior to that show?
Jamie and I have performed together a few times, but never with Dylan. So the addition of Dylan James was new, and really enjoyed the back and forth kind of structure we had to the show. And Jamie and Dylan play together quite frequently. They're working on an album together right now. So they kind of did their set, and we just switched back and forth between my set, their set, and then Jamie and I did a song together at the end. But overall, just a really nice flow.
What do you think about when you play and record music? Is it an intricate process for you, or do you just pick up the instrument and play?
It really depends on what I'm working on. I think the writing comes a lot more organically, but the recording process, I have a studio in my house, so I record everything myself. So when I'm performing, there's a lot less thought. I think it's a lot more unconscious of a deal. But when I'm in the studio, it can be just agonizing. it's a chore when you're recording by yourself and doing instrumentation by yourself. There's just a lot of, you know, retracking, tweaking, mixing. I've come to kind of enjoy the punishment of it, but it's a chore.
Is that one of the reasons you started your own label?
That and there are so many options for just DIY avenues today for artists, particularly in music with licensing. I do a lot of music for television and film, and I've just found that the need for a label is just becoming smaller and smaller and smaller if you've got a good set of tools for your own DIY or DIY activities. Specifically, if you've got a studio, you can put out your material, you retain all the ownership rights, you build your own contacts, you build your own network, and you can release your own albums a lot easier today than you could, 10, 20 years ago. So I like being able to have control over that and obviously retain all the rights to my material.
In trouble, I'm in trouble. And it's where I belong. In trouble, I'm in trouble, but it's where I belong.
You mentioned recording music for both television and film, and you have a new song called In Trouble that appears on the original soundtrack for FX's popular television series Justified. How was your song selected?
I've done a few different songs for the television show Justified, and in this latest run of material they selected for the official soundtrack, there's some great music on there from different artists, and they really, the music supervisor over at Sony, really kind of went through this huge library of material that they've used for Justified and tried to find music that set the right tone and atmosphere that kind of aligned with the show. And music that kind of complemented, songs that complemented each other across that album. So it was the music supervisor over at Sony that did the selection there, and Madison Gate Records, who put out the album, which is one of Sony's labels. And just looking at the cross section of music on that album, they did a great job picking some terrific sounds.
Yeah, that makes sense. I watch Justified every week, and a lot of your music puts me in the setting of Justified, kind of like Copperhead Road in real life. Do you consider these songs like your bread and butter songs?
Yeah, I mean, my writing is, I enjoy character studies, and I enjoy kind of bizarre, dark Americana, I guess. That's what I gravitate to, and so it it's a good compliment to a show like Justified, and I think for me, it's the writing that comes the easiest is the stuff that's cathartic and fits into, you know, I've grown up in South Dakota, I've lived different places around the country, but I guess I always kind of like the weird side of the tracks, and that's what shows up in my writing.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to box you into that category because you also have other musical interests, including soundscapes and other areas. Are you finding that the more you play and record, the more interested you become in other genres, or has that interest always been there?
Well, I think that's one of the other benefits of not being tied to a major label and being able to call the shots yourself is I just, you know, if I'm in the mood this year to put out an ambient album or to do something completely off the rails from what I've done in the past, I can just do it. So, you know, honestly, I started out in a psychedelic rock band and wrote music for, it was kind of a fusion psychedelic arrangement. We were called Animalcule, and so it was very different from the folk and the Americana stuff that I do a lot today. And throughout my writing, I've done instrumental stuff, I've done lyrical stuff, I've done, you know, kind of atmospheric folk rock, I've done the really gritty Americana stuff, and it's all about what I'm in the mood to write or what I'm in the mood to play or what spontaneously happens in the studio that I want to build on. So it's nice to have that freedom to be able to just go wherever that takes me.
Are you working on a new album now?
I am. I'm hoping for a release probably late summer. And it'll be a mix of, I'm trying to incorporate some other regional artists and get some other people featured on the album. So it'll be a mix of kind of some of the folk and Americana and even a little bit of the more rock-based, more, I guess, orchestrated arrangements that I've done in the past, too. So just kind of a fusion of a lot of different stuff.
Who are a couple of artists with whom you'd like to record or perform, either regional artists or artists who are hugely successful?
Well, you know, there are so many great artists out here in the hills that I'd love to, you know, in one way or another work with. You know, I've already, you know, worked with Jamie Lynn in the past. She's terrific, and I hope to get her to participate in this album a little bit. You know, additionally, there's just fantastic musicians like Kenny Putnam out here, who I'd love to work with. Boyd Bristow. There are plenty of great influences out here and a lot of kind of under the radar musicians in this area that are, you know, come down from the hills and play, and there's a lot of those I'd love to incorporate. On a more impractical scale, I'd love to work with artists like, one of my favorite artists is a guy named Robert Wyatt, who's British and used to be in the Soft Machine, and just a terrific, terrific artist who's put out great material for 30 years solid. Some of my influences, Tom Waits, Dylan, people like that, of course. But I think for the most part, it's such a spontaneous process that, you know, anybody I see, it can be I was at a hockey game and heard a great, I guess it was a kind of a gospel quartet, and their voices were just fantastic, and I immediately thought about how I could incorporate that in this album. So anywhere I see music that moves me, I immediately start thinking about how that'll fit into a project. So
sure. Generally speaking, what do you think of the music scene in South Dakota? Are there the venues that we need for artists like you to perform? Are all the avenues open for people like you?
I think there are some really great things happening. I think that, you know, in terms of venues, there are some, you know, the Doll you mentioned earlier is a terrific venue. They do an emerging artist program every Friday night around 5:30 p.m. that that is a real boon to the local community here in terms of musical arts and getting people out. And I think that's probably our biggest opportunity. I think the venues are a product of the local support of local music. So you get more venues by getting more people to go out and see music. And I think that's, you know, living all around the country, that's the biggest opportunity we have in South Dakota, is just getting more people out, especially in the winter, right? Getting more people out to go support local acts that they haven't heard before, and to just draw crowds out of their homes and into some of these venues that are trying to do some exciting things. So I think as more programs like that, like the Emerging Artist Program at the Doll, like some of the venues regionally that continue to support and feature local artists, as more people turn out to support that, more venue possibilities open up.
In this endless alley, the broken streetlights honk. I'm a thinking of your beautiful eyes while I'm staring down a stranger's gone. You've been wanting me so long.
Learn more and hear more music from Ryan Kickland by going to kickland.com. For updates on the release of Cluck and Croon by Jamie Lynn and Dylan James, log on to jamielynnmusic.com and be sure to click on the show's link. Lynn and James have several concert performances scheduled for 2013. This concert was recorded by Jason Ward with on-site engineering by Steve Foodray. Special thanks to Pepper Massey at the Doll Arts Center and Scott Grote with the Rapid City Arts Council. You can revisit this show and other No Cover, No Minimum radio concerts at our website, sdpb.org. I'm Steve Zwemke, and we'll be back next week with another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Wait.